Tablet 4. God can do all things. God has complete control over the power of the Trigunas. He made the universe by using the unit consciousnesses and the power of the Trigunas, so he can do whatever he desires to his universe by virtue of controlling the forces from which all things were made. However, he is just, merciful, and beneficent. He uses his powers only for guiding men and testing them in order to be sure that they are worthy and have progressed enough to be able to enter heaven, pure consciousness. Surah the Romans, our room. Observe, therefore, the signs of God's mercy everywhere, how he quickens the earth after its death. He is the one who gives life to the dead, for he is able to do all things. Verse 40. God does not have a name, all good names are his. Does a baby already have an earthly name when it is born? No, it is given a name by his parents. God was in this universe before any human. He was the first in the universe in pure consciousness. There was no one around to give him a name. His name cannot be pronounced on earth, manifested universe. Also, in the Bible, God is referred to as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He accepts no name in the Bible until after the children of Israel leave Egypt, and then he calls himself Jehovah, which is not really a name but a sound vibration close to the crudest part of the word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, John 1:1, which is a sound vibration with God and is God. Still, this name was given to the children of Israel not only to be used as a sound vibration for the remembrance of God, but because they were demanding a name for their God. All their neighbors had gods with names, so they wanted a name for their God. That is why he gave them this name, which they call Jehovah, which is really not the correct pronunciation of this part of the word. This can be clearly seen when God revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush. Moses wanted to know what to say if the elder of the Israelites asked him what the name of his God was. God answered, I am that I am. Exodus 3, verse 13-14. So he did not give a name because he does not have a name. He is the Word. He is that he is. He just is. In fact, not only is God that he is, also all things are that they are. Names are used for human convenience and communication. Therefore, nothing has a name but is that it is. However, sound vibrations have different effects on our souls and environment. Other evidence for this point is the story of giving names to the different things in creation by Adam. Genesis 2:19-20. God did not name anything. It was Adam who gave names to animals and the things in the universe, and it is the human also in this world who uses names for his convenience or uses languages for communication. But man becomes so attached to the names given by himself and becomes so proud of his language that he forgets the main reason for using these things. Then he is not ready to give them up because of some psychological attachment, such as nationalism or group attachment, false pride, etc. In fact, the human never gave up idol worshipping because after prophets destroyed idol statues and directed the attention of humanity toward the invisible God, humans still had psychological gods to worship. If we do not destroy these false psychological gods, do not understand the very deep purpose of all things in this universe, and do not utilize them as such, we will not reach true freedom. True freedom is to reach pure consciousness and to consider the whole universe as our country and to accept the basic language as a world language. Those beautiful words or sentences from different cultures which cannot be translated to the basic language should be included in the world language. Eventually, in the process of time, a new language will be created with all the powerful influences from other languages. This process can easily be seen in the English language as Dharma, Karma, etc., have been used as part of the English language in recent years, and most people understand their meanings. Names and languages are for communication. Humans should not become attached to these things, but should leave behind all false relationships with them to create a freer flow between all of humanity. Allah also is a great sound vibration which directly affects the seed of the mind, the sixth chakra. It consists of two syllables, Al and A. A is directly related to the breath and is a part of the vibration of the holy breath, and Al is a prefix which is used in front of names in Arabic. So the most important part in the name Allah is the A, which is related to the breath and which can be used to awaken the spiritual centers in the body. So it is not really a name, but a sound vibration, very subtle, like Jehovah, Jah-ho-ah. In fact, its power is because of its subtlety of vibration, development of the power of concentration, and its relationship to the breath, three characteristics for a mantra. That is why Prophet Muhammad said, "It does not matter what you call Allah, all good names belong to Him." Surah the Children of Israel, Bani Israel. Say, call Him Allah, Adorable One, or call Him Rahman, Merciful, by whichsoever beautiful name you call Him, is the same, is or the most beautiful attributes. Verse 110. God is all-pervasive. When a unit consciousness overcomes the power of the tamaguna, binding force, it reaches pure consciousness, all-pervasiveness. Father was the first who was in pure consciousness and is all-pervasive. That is why it does not matter which direction you face to pray, His countenance is everywhere. Also, the whole universe is His body, and that is why we have come from Him and will go back to Him. Surah the Cow, Al-Baqarah. To Allah belongs the East and the West, and wheresoever you turn your face is toward Him. Surely He is all-embracing, all-knowing. He is everywhere. Verse 115. Surah Woman, An-Nisa. To God belongs whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth, and He encompasses all things. All things are within Him. He is all and beyond. Verse 126. Surah Iron, Al-Adid. God is everything, all purposes. He is first and the last. He has been, He is, and He will be forever. He is the manifest and the hidden. He is the knower of all things. Verse 3. God is the greatest. God, Father, was the first in pure consciousness. He is the one who knows the laws of the universe, the laws of reaching pure consciousness. He created the universe in order to help the unit consciousnesses reach pure consciousness. He took the human through the evolutionary process in order to help him to the goal. He is the one directing the universe toward its goal. So He is the greatest. Surah the family of Imran, Ali Imran. A righteous human being from whom God had given the scripture and wisdom and prophethood will not say to people, "Worship me instead of God." But they say, according to their duty, "Be faithful devotees of God by constant preaching and attentive studying of the scripture." Verse 79. This verse says that those whom God sends as His messengers or prophets do not tell the people, "Worship me." They come and say, "Worship the Lord." For example, even if God incarnated Himself as a human and started preaching the truth, what good would it do for Him to say who He is? The only thing that would happen is that the people who followed Him would create big egos and start to look down at others. They would say, "We are the followers of God Himself, and you are the followers of the prophets or His sons, so we are greater than you." That is why those who take the prophets as the Lord God or think they are the chosen ones, not because they do the will of the Father, but for mere imagination, do more harm than good for God and His will. Surah the Unity, Al-Tawhid, Al-Ikhlas. The Divine Father God is the greatest. Proclaim, He is God the One, God the Self-Existing, eternally besought of all. He begets not, nor is begotten, and there is none comparable unto Him. Verse 1-4.